afternoon, and it is afternoon at time of recording. We are here doing looking back through the files of the Bunyip in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre, which is on the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre. Magnificent buildings, wonderful part of Gawler. It is. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
We're back here again.
Yes.
And it's always good to be here reading the looking back for you. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Larrikinism. At the show yesterday evening, some mischievous persons amused themselves by cutting off the ends of ladies' panniers. The ball being crowded provided ample scope for the youths to play such pranks. We hope that an interview with the magistrates, if the guilty parties are found out, will be a lesson to them and prevent others of such tendency from committing such dastardly acts. The panniers.
I know. I was so confused. So, of course, panniers are basically your saddlebags, yeah. You have them on bikes and everything. They used the term to refer to the hip things that were in women's dresses in the 18th century, yeah. That held up. They went sideways.
Yes.
So the panniers, and they were an undergarment holding up skirts on the
really?
Side.
Oh, really?
Right. They were well out of fashion by the 1870s.
Mm.
And, in fact, 1870s is bustle era, so you've got the big bustle at the back, and certainly no panniers in women's gowns. And so I am very confused by what they mean by panniers.
By cutting off the ends of ladies' panniers. And that was at the show or being bought at
the
ball.
Yeah, and then they mentioned ball. Unfortunately, Trove is down at the moment for maintenance, so I can't even check.
Oh, shock, so, horror. Trove is down, which is really, really, that's
Well, they did say they would, it would be down for a couple of days for maintenance.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm wondering if they're using the incorrect term and what they're talking about is just some of the sort of frills and decorations because they were highly decorative, the 1870s.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the ball gown.
Oh, yes.
So it was a ball.
Yeah.
They would have had lots of trims and ribbons and things, so I'm wondering if that's what
they're referring to. Something that just sort of sat out from the waist and over the hips. So
The panniers, I think, is an incorrect term for any part of women's fashion in the 1870s.
Well, we hope that the youths were found and had a stern talking to by the magistrate.
Yes.
Or
yes,
not.
Indeed. They're probably kids.
That's probably were.
Something cheeky kids would do, yes.
Bored at the ball.
Yes. Amused by the insane fashion, because that was after the sewing machine had come in, so the dresses were very decorative.
Yes.
Yeah, with lots of ornamentation. So, 100 years ago, around Australia, Gawler has a distinguished visitor on Tuesday afternoon when Mrs. Marion Bell, the lady motorist, who was touring around Australia, passed through on the home one to Fremantle, WA. Councillor H.H. Sheard had the sympathetic support of the residents in welcoming the visitor who, in her tour of over 4,000 miles to date, only accompanied by her little daughter Marion, aged 11 years, has written a wonderful history of pluck, endurance and ingenuity.
Good honour.
Now, she was the first woman to drive around Australia and the third person to drive around Australia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she was born in New Zealand. She married multiple times. She owned a taxi service in Perth and also set up an ambulance. I think she actually set up the ambulance service part of it.
Oh, wow.
So she managed a very successful business in Perth. She was enterprising.
Yes, yes.
She left Fremantle on the 14th of October with her daughter in 1925 in an Oldsmobile 6, covered 19,000 kilometres in 5 months.
Wow.
And got back on the 7th of April, 1926.
So she must have gone north if she was going on a home run from Adelaide back to Fremantle.
Right round the north, which back then...
There was no roads.
No, almost impassable now by road, let alone back
then. She wrote a book about it, I suppose, did she?
Or? I didn't say. So I don't know if she did or not.
But see, something in there about...
Yes, it does. It implies she did.
Has written a wonderful history.
But I think they're talking about it metaphorically.
Yes.
She's created this wonderful adventure
rather
than actually writing it down.
Wow, what a woman. Hey, go girl. Married yes. multiple times.
Yes, she was an interesting character.
She must have been. I wonder if anyone's written an autobiography
You'd
about her.
I hope so, because she sounds fantastic. Yeah. She definitely is worthy of one.
And her daughter, Marianne, as well.
Yes, yeah, took her daughter, and her daughter helped, obviously, recording things and did the records and helped with navigation and other aspects of the trip.
Good on them.
Yes.
There you go. 50 years ago, Sandy is Miss Rotary, 1976. About 1,200 people attended the Rotary Club of Gawler annual Chikarama at the Gawler Paceway on Saturday night last week. Highlight was the crowning of Miss Rotary for 1976, Sandy Daldig, by Kay Brill, Miss SA Charity Queen. Sandy, who was sponsored in the quest by Daldig Hardware, Murray Street, Gawler, is pictured following the crowning. Jane O'Day Wright was named Miss Charity Queen. She was sponsored by the Gawler Amateur Swimming Club. And there's a very two very small photographs of the two ladies mentioned. Mm. Yes, Jane O'Day and Sandy Daldig. When we had Chikaramas. Mm. Well, they were always an annual feature. It was the Chikarama.
I love that name, the Chikarama.
It was wasn't about poultry.
No, not very PC.
not at present, no.
It's hilarious. 25 years ago, locals buy up big at Hamley. The hammer fell last Friday on the largest and most lucrative land auction in the district in 2 years. Just over 1,550 acres of prime mixed farming land near Hamley Bridge, owned by Dr. Stan and Karen Hammersley, fetched an impressive $1,460,500.
Wow.
The land, located a few kilometres southwest of Hamley Bridge, was described as principally prime arable farming land.
Wow. Prime.
Yes, I'm missing a P. Prime. I'm very confused. Prime arable farming land.
Mm.
So that's...
Yeah, it would be nice. It's out back towards on the Malala side.
Yes.
Pinkerton Plains. Yes. 1 million was a lot of money 25 years ago.
Yes. Yes.
1,500 acres.
I wonder what it would be worth
that. 2,000, yeah.
A couple of million now.
Oh, well, probably. 10 years ago, Roseworthy opposed. Gawler Council has slammed the proposed Roseworthy expansion and is set to oppose the major housing development. Elected members discussed the Roseworthy Township Expansion Development Plan amendment, located in neighbouring Light Regional Council, at last week's monthly meeting. Currently out for public consultation, the DPA Development Plan amendment seeks to rezone 170 hectares of land to facilitate job creation and 550 hectares for the development of 2,000 new homes. Councillors claim the development would have a negative impact on Gawler's facilities and services. Well, it's happened.
Yep, it went ahead.
And it's grown like topsy.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, so. Well, that's all for this week.
That is. Yes.
Until next week, Jeanette.
Until next week.
Enjoy the beautiful weather, everyone.
Yes, it is lovely.
That love of rain. Yes, oh, yes. Didn't have a lot of rain, and I'm grateful for that. Mm. But
enough for the
enough.
Garden.
Yeah.
Just and same. We've got just a nice amount.
Yeah. Need more next week. So, sorry, folks. More rain next week, hopefully.
Yes.
So we'll sign off for now.
We'll sign off. Until next week, Kate.
Until then. For all light signs.